We bring you the news from Tokyo. I'm Hirokazu Sakamaki. In our top stories, Prime Minister Yukio Hatoyama has met Democratic Party Secretary General Ichiro Ozawa, apparently to discuss whether Hatoyama should step down in the face of mounting pressure to do so within the party. The dispersal of child-rearing allowances, a key campaign pledge by Japan's ruling Democratic Party, has begun in some municipalities. And the UN Security Council has adopted a statement condemning acts that resulted in heavy casualties during Monday's Israeli raid on a flotilla carrying humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Yukio Hatoyama has met Democratic Party Secretary General Ichiro Ozawa, apparently to discuss whether Hatoyama should step down in the face of mounting pressure to do so within the party. The 30-minute meeting on Tuesday evening was also attended by the party's upper house caucus chairman, Azuma Koshiishi. Ozawa and Koshiishi are believed to have told Hatoyama that upper house members running in an election in July are increasingly calling for him to resign. Criticism against Hatoyama is growing after junior coalition partner, the Social Democratic Party, left the coalition over the relocation of a U.S. base in Okinawa. After the meeting, Chief Cabinet Secretary Hirofumi Hirano told reporters that Hatoyama, Ozawa, and Koshiishi agreed to continue discussions on whether the Prime Minister should resign. Earlier in the day, Hatoyama said he wants to closely cooperate with Ozawa and other Democrats to deal with the country's difficulties. Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao has wrapped up his official visit to Japan by meeting with Emperor Akihito at the Imperial Palace. Wen arrived at the palace on Tuesday morning, the final day of his three-day visit. He was given an audience with the Emperor for about 30 minutes. It is the second meeting between them and the first since 2007. The emperor offered condolences for April's devastating earthquake that killed more than 2,000 people in China's western province of Qinghai. The emperor conveyed his appreciation of Wen's efforts to cope with the disaster. Wen then referred to the ongoing Shanghai Expo, saying it places particular emphasis on environmental protection. The emperor replied, he believes the well-being of the people in the world will be ensured only when the environment is properly conserved. Wen presented the emperor with a miniature model of the expo's Chinese pavilion made of domestically produced precious stone. After concluding his three-day visit, Premier Wen left for Mongolia, the next leg of his tour of Asian nations. The dispersal of child-rearing allowances, a key campaign pledge by Japan's main ruling Democratic Party, has begun in some municipalities. Under the program, parents are entitled to receive monthly payments of about $140 per child until the child leaves junior high school. On Tuesday, some towns and villages in Hokkaido, Niigata, and Toyama prefectures began dispersing the child allowances for April and May. In Asahi Town, Toyama Prefecture, fathers and mothers visited the town hall in person to receive the funds, which were handed out in cash. A father of three elementary school children said more money will be needed as they grow older, so he plans to put their allowances into a savings fund. A mother of a two-year-old said she wants to take her child to an amusement park. Dispersal of child allowances will begin in other municipalities before the end of this month, mostly through bank transfers. The welfare minister says the program covers more than 17 million children and will cost the government about $25 billion for the current fiscal year. The UN Security Council has adopted a statement condemning acts that resulted in heavy casualties during Monday's Israeli raid on a flotilla carrying humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip. The Council adopted a presidential statement that avoided criticizing Israel by name on Tuesday. The Council opened an emergency session on Monday after Israeli Navy commandos stormed and seized the ships off the blockaded enclave, killing at least 9 activists on board. The flotilla was sent by civilian groups, including a Turkish human rights organization. Turkey told the Council that the actions constitute murder by a state and sought UN condemnation of Israel, which said the commandos acted in self-defense. Adjustments were made between Turkey and the United States, Israel's close ally, to draw up the statement. The statement said, "The Council deeply regrets the loss of life and injuries resulting from the use of force during the Israeli military operation, and it condemns those acts that resulted in the loss of civilians." The statement also called for the immediate release of ships and civilians held by Israel, as well as a prompt, impartial, and transparent investigation conforming to international standards. You are listening to NHK World, Radio Japan, in Tokyo. U.S. troops in Iraq have handed over security duties for Baghdad's central district to Iraqi security forces. A ceremony to mark the occasion took place in front of a palace of ousted President Saddam Hussein in Baghdad on Tuesday. The U.S. military had imposed strict security measures in the district since the start of its occupation of Iraq in 2003. The district has many government offices and foreign embassies, and insurgents had launched attacks in the district, which was seen as a symbol of the U.S. occupation of the country. The U.S. military has been gradually reducing its mission as it is scheduled to withdraw all its forces from Iraq by the end of 2011. Iraqi security troops and police will guard the area by themselves from now on, but security there has worsened since the parliamentary election in March with a series of attacks on government offices and security organizations. Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries Minister Hirotaka Akamatsu says Japan will assert the legitimacy of its research whaling in the Antarctic Ocean in rebuttal to an international suit filed by Australia. Akamatsu made the remark on Tuesday, one day after Australia filed legal action against Japan at the International Court of Justice in The Hague in an attempt to stop its research whaling. Akamatsu said, "Australia's action is disappointing because research whaling is allowed under an international treaty." He said Japan will probably insist on the legitimacy of its research whaling and convey its position on the matter. However, he added that the issue should not hurt Japan's good relations with Australia. Prime Minister Yukio Hatoyama says his government wants to fully support livestock farmers in Miyazaki Prefecture, who have been affected by the spread of foot-and-mouth disease. Hatoyama visited the prefecture on Tuesday and met Governor Hideo Higashikokubaru. The disease continues to spread among cattle and pigs since the first infection was confirmed more than 1 month ago in the prefecture. The prime minister says he wants to see firsthand the difficulties people in the prefecture are experiencing as livestock farmers continue to struggle with the disease. Hatoyama says the government will take all the steps necessary to contain the outbreak. Governor Higashikokubaru says he really appreciates the central government's support, including the enactment of a law to offer relief measures to farmers. He added that he would like the government to cover all vaccination costs. Representatives of the National Conference of Prefectural Assemblies visited the Agriculture Ministry and asked for wider support by the central government to prevent spread of the foot-and-mouth disease. Kenzo Yasuda, the head of Farming Affairs Panel of the National Conference of Prefectural Assemblies, visited Senior Vice Agriculture Minister Akira Gunji on Tuesday. Yasuda explained how the foot-and-mouth disease is affecting livestock farmers and conveyed concerns for rumors discouraging consumers to buy meat. Yasuda asked the ministry to take measures to prevent rumors causing damage. He also asked for state subsidies to prefectures where the disease has yet occurred for funding sterilization and other preventive measures. Yasuda also asked authorities to revise the law for prompt implementation of sufficient measures and provision of compensations if livestock infections occur in the future. After the meeting with Gunji, Yasuda said, "The outbreak of foot-and-mouth disease this time has caused huge damage." He said, "As the infection has spread very wide, prefectures want the state to provide all-out support, including payments to farmers." Japanese astronaut Soichi Noguchi will return to the Earth on Wednesday after spending 23 weeks on the International Space Station. Noguchi arrived at the space station aboard Russian spacecraft Soyuz in December last year as the second Japanese following Koichi Wakata to do a long stay in space. During his stay on the International Space Station, Noguchi did various scientific experiments in the Japanese experimental module Kibo. In April this year, he was joined by another Japanese astronaut, Naoko Yamazaki, on the space station. The two handled supplies together and enjoyed making sushi in space. Noguchi also actively conveyed messages from space about wonderful things about it. He had frequent exchanges with children on the Earth. As of Wednesday, Noguchi will have stayed on the International Space Station for 161 days. That will be 28 days longer than Wakata and the longest stay by Japanese. Noguchi, who gave his last news conference from space on May 23rd, said the time went very fast. He would like to stay for two or three more months. After completing all his assignments, Noguchi will board Soyuz from the space station on Wednesday morning. If all goes on schedule, he'll land in Kazakhstan in Central Asia around 12:30 on Wednesday. Police in Joso City in north of Tokyo have appointed representatives of Brazilian residents in the city to have regular contacts with the police for preventing crimes and other troubles. About 3,200 Brazilians live in Joso City in Ibaraki Prefecture. They could become involved in crimes or troubles that may develop between them and Japanese residents. Joso Police on Tuesday named five Brazilians to represent the Brazilian population in the city. The police plan to conduct regular exchange of views with them and provide information on crimes and traffic safety. One representative, Malchia Guimarães, said, "They welcome efforts to enable the whole community to live in safety." Malchia said she would like to convey traffic safety information to children at the school for Brazilians. The police also plan to visit 1,800 Brazilian households with interpreters for providing consultations on any difficulties the families may be having in daily life. The police hope this will help prevent troubles due to different lifestyles from Japanese residents. Joso Police official Takeshi Tsuruta, in charge of international affairs, said they will work to enable all people in the local community to live without anxiety. And that was the news from NHK World, Radio Japan in Tokyo. Next we have Radio Japan Focus.